the content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. From the North Carolina Reading Service, this is Jean Latshaw, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We begin with this one from Woman's Day, this month's health checklist, five little wellness moves to make right now. First, get the pain relief you deserve. Research shows that medical professionals take women's pain less seriously than men's. In a recent study, participants rated women's pain as less intense and were more likely to prescribe them psychotherapy instead of medication. To do, tell your doc exactly how pain impacts your daily life. Next one, exercise after a vaccination. August was National Immunization Awareness Month, but you might want to take a walk post-jab. People who exercised for 90 minutes after flu or COVID-19 vaccine had more antibodies a month later than people who didn't. Researchers say exercise may create an environment that optimizes the body's immune response. While walking, listen to upbeat songs to maintain a brisk pace. Next, reach out to young adults. About half of 18 to 25-year-olds in the U.S. said they experienced mental health symptoms last year, per new research, but only 39% of those who struggled got care. It might help to let the young people in your life know you're there. So set up a standing dinner date with a nearby niece or nephew. Embrace your spirituality. People with heart failure who have a strong spiritual side enjoy a higher quality of life than those who don't, according to a recent review of 47 studies. It doesn't seem to matter whether someone follows an organized religion or has a personal belief system that provides meaning and purpose. So check out the podcast on being. It's called On Being with Krista Tippett, T-I-P-P-E-T-T. And shut the blinds when you sleep. If your bedroom isn't dark while you snooze, new research shows that your heart function could suffer and your insulin sensitivity could drop the next day. Scientists think even moderate light exposure can keep the body alert and prevent restorative rest. So block light with the Bucky 40 Blinks Eye Mask, $13 on Amazon. From Magnolia Magazine, Allison Felix, she took the baton and broke through barriers. It's an eerie feeling to run in the dark, to sprint like your life depends on it when you can only see 5 to 10 meters in front of your feet. But you'll do almost anything when you're afraid you might lose everything, and I was carrying a secret. I was several months pregnant. And as a professional athlete, I was terrified to be seen out training in daylight hours, fearful that someone would take a photo and leak the news to my sponsor, who might then decide to drop me, just like that. It didn't matter how many Olympic medals or world championships I already had under my belt. No female athlete was immune to the sports industry's double standard. Empower young women with the message that they can do anything. But then penalize or end their careers if they decide to start a family during competitive years, which are also very often their childbearing years. So I hid to postpone the inevitable, waking up at 4 a.m. to train alone in an unlit high school track. For nearly 3 months, I ran in isolation. And I ran afraid I would be forced to choose between two things I felt born to do, use my feet to fly and use my heart to mother. Track stars are often pretty young when their talent is discovered and begins to be developed. But it wasn't until I joined my high school track team that I began to find my long, skinny legs, the ones some kids taunted as chicken legs, could cover ground fast. They could take me places. And the more I ran, the more I began to understand what kind of gift I actually had been given. In college, running became something beautiful to me, a passion, art in motion. Running was when I felt most alive, and it showed on the track. At age 18, I ran in my first Olympics, and I never looked back, until the moment I realized the career I had worked so hard to build could be ended by other people in a moment. They call it the kiss of death when a professional track and field athlete becomes pregnant, the signal that a career is about to end. But this little life inside of me was a beginning I'd always dreamed about, even as a young kid. Motherhood comes to women in so many different ways, sometimes unexpectedly. All I knew was that I'd always loved children, and I wanted to be a mother. And even as my body was changing in scary and unfamiliar ways, I knew I wanted to be a mother who could run. The day came when I could no longer delay the conversation with my athletic sponsor, one of the biggest names in the business. I negotiated for a clause in my contract that would protect my rate of pay for 12 months after giving birth. They agreed. I should have felt relieved, but something wasn't sitting right. It hit me that I was the only woman who this clause protected. It wouldn't apply to any of the other female athletes racing beside me, much less the ones who would come up after us. And I couldn't stop thinking of all the female champions who'd paved the way before me. The sisterhood. The ones who had used their moment to push the path open a little wider for me to get to do what I loved. It was my time now. I was holding the baton. How would I use my moment? I'm not someone who naturally rattles cages. It's so far out of my comfort zone to raise my voice, to embrace conflict for the sake of change. But there was a new fierceness growing inside of me that was beginning to replace the fear, and her name was Cameron Grace. My daughter was coming, and I was going to do everything in my power so that one day my little girl wouldn't have to hide, wouldn't have to train in the dark for what she was born to do. I used my platform to publicly call out athletic sponsors like mine at the time, holding them accountable and urging them to provide maternity protection for all professional female athletes. Many have responded. Change isn't always swift, but it's beginning to happen across the industry. 2 years after my daughter was born, I won gold and bronze medals at the Tokyo Olympics, wearing shoes designed for women by women at a company I founded. At age 3, Cameron is still a little too young to understand all that's happened in my story, her story. But one day I'll tell her. I'll say you can't even imagine what's possible when you find the courage to stand up for what you believe in. And then there's a picture of her. Olympian and world champion runner Allison Felix is the most decorated U.S. track and field athlete in history. She's also the proud mother of 3-year-old daughter, Cameron. From Real Simple, the refrigerator. A tidy fridge is the first step in meal planning. And every time you open the door to see sparkling shelves, you'll instantly feel more chill. So do this. They have it broken down into periods of time. Daily. Yes, you're in a rush. But don't let that dribble of milk sit there and crust up. Wipe all drips, spills, and crumbs with a damp microfiber cloth. Monthly, toss spoiling produce, forgotten leftovers, ossified cold cuts, and anything of uncertain origin. Try to do this when you're overdue for a big grocery shop and the fridge is almost empty anyway. Wipe down condiment bottles and consolidate as needed, and replace the baking soda that was hidden behind the salad dressings. And every 3 months, deep clean your fridge. Unplug it, empty it, and put the perishables in a cooler with ice where they can hang for up to 2 hours. Remove drawers and shelves and wash them. Use a microfiber cloth and either a mixture of warm water, about a quart, and liquid dish soap, 2 teaspoons, or a spray bottle filled with 1 part vinegar and 3 parts warm water. Rub stains and stubborn drips with a non-scratch sponge. The fridge walls are prone to scratches, cracks, and discoloration, so only use gentle cleaning solutions like the dish soap mixture and a microfiber cloth. Wipe them down really well, then thoroughly dry them with a clean cloth. If the door's rubber gasket has any mildew or debris, gently scrub it with a toothbrush dipped in the dish soap mixture. Return the shelves, drawers, and food to the fridge and plug it back in. Clean the outside with your dish soap mixture or a stainless steel cleaner, depending on your fridge. And every 6 months, most refrigerators have coils either on the back or behind a grate at the bottom. Their actual purpose is to circulate coolant, though their apparent purpose is to collect dust and pet hair. Since that caked-on fuzz makes the fridge less efficient, unplug the machine and vacuum the coils with the brush attachment. From Good Housekeeping, they've tested wet-dry vacuums, thousands of them, over the years. This is our first look at the new combo bare floor cleaning devices. The verdict, no more crying over spilled milk. They've got four options. I'm going to skip the $500 one and just do the three that are a little less. Their best overall is a 93 out of 100 score. This black and rose gold wet-dry vacuum and mop has eco and max cleaning modes, a self-clean function, and an LCD screen to track battery charge and water tank levels, and optional voice prompts. The iLife can be used as a regular vacuum to clean hard floors and area rugs without wetting them, and it did so better than others in our test. It's the iLife, I-L-I-F-E, E-Zine W100 cordless wet-dry vacuum and mop, available on Amazon for $300. The pros, it was the best pickup of wet, dry, and combo messes in our tests. Has a washable HEPA filter and zapped a stain in one pass. Take note, there's no filter in the dirty water tank to catch dry debris. It is not self-propelled, so it requires pushing. The lab results, it earned the highest overall performance score for its stellar wet and dry pickup, stain removal, sound level, and battery run and charge times. During wet pickup tests, it was even able to suction up water that wasn't directly in its path, and it left the competition in the dust during our experts' area rug vacuuming tests. Plus, it had one of the best self-clean functions. The next one, with a score of 92, easiest to clean model. Tineco's model comes with a smart app for troubleshooting issues and checking on cleaning performance. As it detects messes, a ring around the LCD display changes color, and both the suction and the water flow to the roller brush are increased. It comes with a 3-in-1 tool to clean the dirty water tank and the vacuum nozzle and remove hair from the roller. It's the Tineco, T-I-N-E-C-O, Floor 1 S3 Cordless Floor Cleaner from Amazon, $400. Pro, intuitive self-clean function increases water flow if rollers are extra dirty, and it had the largest capacity dirty water tank in our test at 700 milliliters. Take note, it's not for ultra-fine dust, but aced our baking soda pickup test, and the battery takes up to 5 hours to charge fully. Lab results, because these combo wet-dry vacuums can be difficult to clean, our expert suggests holding onto your mop and broom, but that's not an issue with the Tineco. Its self-clean function washed out cereal, coffee grounds, ketchup, and grape soda easily, and it was the only model not to have dry debris caught in the filter. It cleaned well with both water alone and the cleaning solution. And the best value, with a score of 91, weighing just under 9 pounds, the lightest of our picks, this affordable wet-dry vac is packed with features like an LCD display, 600 milliliter clean water tank, and voice prompts saying when it's time to refill the clean water tank or empty the dirty water one. Choose from 2 dry modes for vacuuming and 2 wet modes for wet cleanup and mopping. Its white and purple color scheme set it apart from the competition. This is the Luna Glow, L-U-N-A-G-L-O-W, Nano Cordless Wet Dry Vac, at Walmart for $259. The Pros has a dry mode for vacuuming area rugs without water and uses cleaning solution capsules instead of heavy bottles of liquid. Take note, self-clean had to be run a few times to really clean the rollers, and it has one of the loudest models we tested. Lab results, a great performer at a great price. The Luna Glow was champ in our wet pickup tests, sucking up water and grape soda without a hiccup. And it cleaned a dried soy sauce stain from our vinyl test floor in a jiffy. Included in our ease of use test was an evaluation of each model's user manual. The Luna Glows received the highest score for having the most robust information compared with other tested models. From Women's Day, be your own health hero. easy, science-backed ways to create an everyday wellness routine. Start a gym routine. A trick to help it stick. Accountability. Block off exercise on your calendar. View it as you do a meeting or a hair appointment. You may think twice before canceling on yourself. Set yourself up for success. It makes sense that you're likelier to work out if your gym is nearby or even in your house. And research backs that up. People hit the gym 5 or more times per month when their exercise commute was 3.7 miles round trip, but only once a month when it was 5.1 miles, per a study that mined data from 7.5 million mobile devices. That extra distance is what experts call friction, a.k.a. something that makes you less likely to engage in the intended behavior. 2. Step and repeat, and repeat, and repeat. Things like using the turn signal in your car when you plan to change lanes and kissing your partner goodbye in the morning may seem like conscious decisions, but Wood argues that these are prime examples of habits that have become so ingrained in our minds, schedules, and interactions that no thinking or decision-making is involved. The area of the brain that governs these automatic habits is called the sensory motor system, and it develops habit memory when we repeat a sequence of events over and over. The trick to developing a healthier routine is harnessing your mental system to work for you, not against you. Do this by building habits you can repeat without even having to think about them. Put your phone on silent mode and place it on the dresser instead of crawling into bed with it. Or spend 5 minutes meditating or feeling grateful each morning before starting your day. It may feel hard at first, but it'll get easier as the repetition makes it seem natural. Keep it real. Mindfulness can do more than relax you. It can also be a strategy for staying on the healthy habits path. For example, if you're starving despite having just eaten a little while ago, pause for a moment and think about what else might be making you peckish, such as being dehydrated or procrastinating on something on your to-do list. Or if I say you can't drag yourself off the couch for a sweat session, ponder whether you're just feeling lazy or your exercise routine needs a switch-up. And give yourself rewards. Think of those sticker charts parents use to get their kids to brush their teeth. Rewards work for adults, too. They serve as concrete markers to help you move yourself forward, because accomplishing a goal feels good, says Uma Karmarker, Ph.D., consumer neuroscientist and an associate professor at the University of California, San Diego. Maybe you deserve a pretty water bottle for focusing on hydration, or a night out for having made healthful meals all week, or a new pair of sneakers after you've racked up 10,000 daily steps for a month straight. From Magnolia Network, classic beef stew. Prep time, 20 minutes. Cook time, 1 hour and 40, and it serves 8. We need 1 pound beef stew meat, cut into 1.5-inch chunks, kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper, 1/4 cup salted butter, 4 carrots peeled and cut into 1/4-inch dice, 3 stalks of celery cut into 1/4-inch dice, 1 medium white onion cut into 1/4-inch dice, 1/4 cup all-purpose flour, 1 tablespoon garlic powder, 1 tablespoon garlic salt, 1 32-ounce box of beef broth, 1 14.5-ounce can of fire-roasted diced tomatoes, undrained, 1 14.4-ounce can of golden white corn, undrained, 1 large russet potato, scrubbed and cut into 3/4-inch cubes, 1 cup frozen peas, and biscuit dumpling soup topper, which I've got a recipe for next. Lightly season beef with a pinch each of salt and pepper. In a large pot, heat butter over medium until foam subsides. Add beef and cook about 5 minutes until browned on all sides. Add carrots, celery, and onion. Cook about 5 minutes or until vegetables are crisp tender, stirring occasionally. Stir in flour, garlic powder, garlic salt, and 1 teaspoon pepper. Cook 1 to 2 minutes or until well combined, stirring constantly. Add broth, tomatoes, corn, and potato. Add up to a cup of water if needed to ensure the ingredients are covered. Bring to boiling over medium-high. Reduce heat. Cover and simmer 1 hour 15 minutes or until meat and potato are tender. Stir in frozen peas. Return to a simmer. Add biscuit dumpling soup topper and cook as directed. Store leftovers in an airtight container in the refrigerator for 5 days or freeze for up to a month. And the biscuit dumpling soup topper, prep time is 10 minutes and it serves 8. 1 cup all-purpose flour, 1 1/2 teaspoons baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon dried thyme, crushed, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/4 teaspoon cracked black pepper, 1/8 of a teaspoon baking soda, 1/3 of a cup buttermilk, and 2 tablespoons butter melted. Stir together flour, baking powder, thyme, salt, pepper, and baking soda in a medium bowl. Add buttermilk and butter. Stir till the dough comes together. If the dough seems dry, add 1 to 2 tablespoons additional buttermilk. Use a cookie scoop or 2 soup spoons, one for scooping and one for pushing the dough off the spoon, to drop dough into simmering soup, spacing evenly. Cover the pot and simmer over low about 15 minutes or until a toothpick inserted into the centers of the dumplings comes out clean. From Good Housekeeping, Inside Out Pork Dumplings. This is a 20-minute meal. Active and total time are both 20. Bring a pot of water to a boil. Working in stacks, halve 12-ounce square wonton wrappers to form noodles. Separate. In a bowl, combine 3 tablespoons reduced sodium tamari, 1 tablespoon rice vinegar, and 2 teaspoons maple syrup, and set aside. Mix 4 cloves garlic, pressed, and 1 tablespoon grated ginger. Add 4 scallions, white and light green parts only, chopped. Set dark parts aside. Mix half with 1 pound ground pork and 1/2 teaspoon pepper. Heat 1 teaspoon sesame oil in a large skillet on medium-high. Add pork mixture. Break up and let cook undisturbed until bottom is crisp 5 minutes. Break up and cook, scraping up any bits until cooked through 2 minutes. Drain fat, then toss with half of tamari mixture. Transfer to a plate. Heat 2 teaspoons sesame oil on medium. Add reserved scallion mixture and sauté 15 seconds. Toss with 4 ounces of sugar snap peas, sliced, and 2 heads of baby bok choy, thinly sliced. Increase heat to medium-high and sauté 2 minutes. Remove from heat and toss with remaining tamari mixture. Add noodles to the boiling water. Cook 1 minute, then drain and rinse under cool water, separating the noodles. Shake off excess water. Toss with greens to coat, then the pork mixture. Thinly slice dark scallion greens and sprinkle on top. This serves 4. And from Good Housekeeping, classic tuna melts. You need 1/4 cup mayonnaise, plus more for bread, 1/2 teaspoon fresh lemon juice, half tablespoon fresh lemon juice, 1/2 tablespoon Dijon mustard, kosher salt and pepper, 2 5-ounce cans solid white tuna in water, drained, 1 small pickle, chopped, 8 slices bread, 8 thin slices orange cheddar cheese, 1 large tomato, sliced, 1/2 small red onion, thinly sliced. In a bowl, whisk together mayo, lemon juice, Dijon mustard, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Add tuna and mix to combine, then fold in pickle. Heat large nonstick skillet on medium. Lightly spread 1 side of bread with mayo. Turn mayo side down on the work surface. Top 4 bread slices with cheddar, then tuna, tomato, red onion, and 2nd slice of cheddar. Add remaining bread slices, mayonnaise side up, and cook until golden brown, 2 to 3 minutes per side. And this serves 4. And Top Tuna, stash some of these sustainable eats in your pantry for a fast fix. They're lower in mercury, too. First, it's Scout, smoked wild albacore tuna, $11, at enjoyscout.com, enjoyscout.com. Wild Planet, skipjack wild tuna, no salt added, $4, at wildplanetfoods.com, wildplanetfoods.com. And Ortiz Bonito del Norte, white tuna in olive oil, $8, at conservasortes.com. conservasortes.com. From Real Simple, peanutty dumpling salad. 30 minutes is your active and total time, and it serves four. We need 14 ounces frozen dumplings, a quarter cup toasted sesame oil, 3 tablespoons soy sauce or tamari, 2 tablespoons rice vinegar, 2 teaspoons granulated sugar divided, 3 tablespoons creamy peanut butter, 3 scallions, 1 5-ounce package mixed salad greens, 2 carrots peeled and cut into matchsticks, about a cup, 1 cup shelled frozen edamame, thawed, half cup chopped unsalted dry roasted peanuts, and toasted sesame seeds for serving, optional. Cook dumplings according to package directions, preferably pan frying. Transfer to a plate. Whisk oil, soy sauce, vinegar, and 1 teaspoon sugar in a small bowl or liquid measuring cup. Pour half, about a third of a cup, into a separate small bowl. Add peanut butter, 2 tablespoons cold water, and remaining 1 teaspoon sugar to first bowl of oil mixture, stirring to combine. Chop scallions, reserving about a quarter cup of green parts for serving. Place salad greens, carrots, edamame, and remaining scallions in a large bowl. Add oil mixture without peanut butter and toss to combine. Transfer to a platter or plates. Top salad with dumplings, chopped peanuts, and sesame seeds, if you're using them. Garnish with reserved scallions. Served with peanut butter mixture for drizzling. From Good Housekeeping, healthy comfort. This warming sip is packed with antioxidants, calcium, and protein for a balanced beverage at any time of day. Our recipe provides a lower sugar, more nutrient-rich alternative to typical store-bought mixes. It's their matcha hot cocoa. Active and total time are 5 minutes for one serving. In a small pot on medium, bring 1 cup whole milk, 2 tablespoons unsweetened cocoa powder, 1 tablespoon honey, and 1/2 ounce dark chocolate, which has been chopped, to a simmer, whisking occasionally. Place 1 tablespoon matcha powder in a small bowl. When chocolate has fully melted, whisk 2 tablespoons chocolate mixture into the matcha till the matcha dissolves fully. Whisk matcha mixture back into the pot and warm through. Transfer to mug, top with sugar-free marshmallows, and dust with additional matcha if desired. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website. Thank you for listening.